Hello and welcome to the CEO Blind Spot Show, where leaders lead leaders. I'm your host, Birgit Camps, and today I will address a workforce shift that is redefining the way successful companies are navigating through economic uncertainties and opportunities. And I will also share three tips that can help you stay ahead during times of change and artificial intelligence complexities. Anyway, perhaps you've already heard of what many are now referring to as the Open Talent Revolution. Well, if you haven't heard of it, Open Talent refers to the strategic use of independent freelancers, expert external advisors, and internal talent pools to fulfill changing business needs. So, in an era where technology and market demands seem to evolve at breakneck speed, companies are increasingly recognizing the limitations of fixed employment models and the importance of open talent models as crucial for bridging skill gaps. For example, Invisalign leverages a bench of hundreds of freelance orthodontists, and Unilever taps into the collective genius of over 10,000 external experts by having online competitions. And Procter & Gamble embraces a blended approach to open talent management, which allows it to maintain its competitive edge by leveraging a wide array of talents and perspectives. For example, it launched an internal talent marketplace that enables employees to take on projects and roles across different business units and functions. This initiative, which has seen over 25% of their employees participating, encourages cross-training and skill development by allowing team members to engage in assignments beyond their primary roles. Such internal opportunities not only enhance employee engagement and satisfaction, but also foster a culture of continuous learning and adaptability. Externally, P&G extends its talent reach through an innovation portal that engages over 1.5 million external scientists, entrepreneurs, and startups worldwide. Having said all that, I don't know about you, but many leaders question if the external talent options are viable. Yet a Deloitte study revealed a drastic increase in independent freelancers, with over one-third of working Americans now part of this open talent workforce. And McKinsey projects that by 2030, over 50% of the workforce may actually choose freelancing. So if you're wondering why, there are apparently three main non-monetary reasons. Number one is autonomy and flexibility. Freelancing offers control over one's work schedule, project selection, and work environment. And expert advisors often seek challenging and varied experiences that allow them to engage in work that aligns with their interests and expertise. Number two is opportunity for diverse projects. Freelancers have the unique advantage of working across industries, functions, and geographies. And this diversity of experience also appeals to expert advisors looking to broaden their skill sets and apply their knowledge in new and innovative ways. And number three is recognition and impact. Freelancers often work on projects where their contributions can actually have a direct and tangible impact. And expert advisors are motivated by the opportunity to solve complex challenges and see the results of their work that often includes gaining recognition in their field. So how can you benefit from this open talent revolution? Well, I'll share three ways other leaders are leveraging the open talent option. Number one, they use digital platforms to quickly access talent. The platforms they use include Upwork, Guru, and TopTel. These platforms offer a diverse range of skills and expertise, enabling leaders to fill gaps quickly and efficiently. Number two, they focus on outcomes and skills they want, not on the job titles or the roles. Shift your hiring strategy from traditional roles to specific skills and outcomes. This approach allows for greater flexibility and speed in addressing business needs, ensuring you're always ahead of the curve. Number three, they cultivate an inclusive culture. In other words, they're great at making freelancers feel valued and welcomed as part of their team. And they foster a culture of inclusion and collaboration where external talent is engaged and motivated to contribute their best work. So for a successful integration, it is critical to communicate effectively with freelancers as if they're part of your core team members and to streamline processes to enhance productivity. In conclusion, the Open Talent Revolution offers a golden opportunity for leaders to be agile while driving innovation and growth. And by embracing this workforce shift, leveraging strategic platforms, and fostering a culture of inclusion, your organization can not only navigate the complexities of the digital age, but thrive in it. Remember, the future of work is not just happening, it is here and it is open. So thank you for listening and for continuing to share the CEO Blindspots podcast.